because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
What up, what up? This is from Porches to Porsches podcast. This is one of your hosts, No One the Creator, a.k.a. Young Natterday. Hello.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
It's one of your hosts, Big Meesh, a.k.a. Mr. Creates, a.k.a. Big Money Meesh.
Ooh.
Cha-ching. Happy Monday, my dude.
Yeah. This is a decent Monday for me. I hope your Monday was better than my Monday.
It was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just worked all day.
My Monday was more hectic than busy, I should say.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, fuck Mondays. How was your weekend?
My weekend was straight, bro. It was actually pretty good, man. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Erica, stop being mad at me.
Nice.
Thank you, Charlie, for the help. Thank you, Charlie, for taking over.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was straight, bro. I got all the suspension done on the CRX. Actually, fucking blessing, bro. My ma came through as like a Christmas gift / hurry the fuck up and get it done. She bought me some coilovers, bro.
A little friendly, I love you, but also get this fucking shit out of my shop.
Yeah, get the fucking pile of shit out of the shop. Yeah. Yeah, man, she bought me coilovers. That's sick, dude. She got me stances.
Damn, that's fucking sick.
So shout out to my ma and my dad. And then also shout out to John Kim. He hooked it up.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking dope.
Hell yeah.
They look good on there. I mean, I don't know any of the specifics about them, but they look good.
They're technically custom.
Really?
Yeah, because he had to swap out the spring rates for a CRX because they're supposed to fit like an EG.
Yeah, I was going to say EG is probably more... I'm surprised, though.
I'm sure it's pretty similar.
Yeah, because EF is also pretty popular.
Yeah. Well, I know they didn't make a specific EF style coilover for it. Okay. I had to buy different forks for the front.
Is EF the yours?
Yeah.
Or is that just the Civic is the EF? Is the CRX also EF?
Yeah, the CRX is an EF.
Okay.
And then there's a Civic hatchback that's also an EF.
Mm.
It's like BMW with their E90, E36, E46.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, you would know. You own a fucking piece of shit, too.
Of both kinds. That's fucking dope, man, how we both own Hondas and BMWs.
Yeah.
And how you're totally anti-Honda and somehow... Your most prized possession car is a fucking Honda.
I know.
It's
dude.
Amazing how that worked out.
Self-hatred is a hell of a drug.
I'm just gonna say. Oh, man. That's what you get for talking all that shit, man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, but that thing's going to be fucking sick. I'm sad to say that we did not stay after the last podcast and play B18 YouTube sounds from under his hood.
No.
Like we said that we would, but but at least you got closer with the CRX.
Yeah, this way now if I get it started, I could actually roll it.
Well, you kind of need tires too now.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I just need tires I can get off the jack stands.
Okay.
So I just can't make up my mind on what tire I want to order.
You think you're going with the All Seasons? I know we were talking about it a little bit on the group chat.
I might just because it's cheaper. Just because if I don't plan on keeping those wheels forever or running that wheel setup forever.
So let's talk about the conundrum that you're in, right? You got some dope wheels. They look cool.
They do look cool.
So in my opinion, when you first showed them to me, you were like, these are for the CRX. I was like, these are not going to look good on the CRX. And then I saw them, and then I kind of like saw them, like pictured them on the CRX.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, these could look dope if you pull it off right. And you're the type of person that could pull something off like that. So, and then when you told me the specs, I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even know that they made wheels that narrow, dude.
Yeah, trailers.
That's crazy. So Gio's conundrum is that these are 15 by 5.5s, which is what? What? I mean, ideally, what do you want? Like 15 by 7?
Or 8.
15 by 8, something like that. So you can run like a nice 205, 215. Even yeah, a 225 would be gnarly, or a 215. Dude. A 225 would be so gnarly on your car, dude.
Yeah. Ideally, I would want like a 215 or a 225, but I think even that would be a little too wide.
Yeah, it might be.
But I think it'd be perfect if I had like a 7 or an 8 inch wide wheel, but I don't. I got a baby dick ass 5.5 inch wide wheel.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that spec.
Yeah, I mean, it's not awesome, but it's... They look cool.
Yeah, so what are you doing? You're going to... They don't make any cool tires. Well, performance tires.
They don't make any 200 treadwear tires that small. Anything smaller than a 195. 195 kind of bubbles it out too much. Yeah. The smallest, like, quote-unquote performance tire I could find in a 195 45 are, like, Federal 595s, like what I got on, like, the front of the BMW. Not a terrible tire, but I was kind of looking more towards like a 200 treadwear, like really aggressive.
Like a track tire.
Yeah. But, I'd have to run like a 195/50, which really kind of bubbles it out. Mm-hmm. And like those kind of tires run a little bit wider than what they say they do.
Yeah. The Federals.
Yeah. The Federals, or I was even looking at the Renzas. Dunlop the Renzas.
Hmm.
So I was looking at those two. But like they run a little bit bigger than normal. So like even if it says it's like 195, it almost fits like a 205.
So you think about throwing those on there? I thought you were trying to go skinnier.
I'm trying to go skinnier, but I can't find anything skinny that's like
performance. Yeah, so I mean, in my opinion, you're probably going to have to go all season on those if you want it, just as like a street tire.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's going to piss you off, the difference in handling.
Yeah, it's not going to grip.
It's going to piss you off.
It's not going to hook.
Because you're going to feel it like on your track setup. You're going to be like, oh, man, this is fucking titties. And you fucking throw on the narrow ass fucking almost like snow tire style fucking.
I think setup. I'm just going to say, fuck it. I'm going to order some 195/50s. Only because at this point, I need all the help I could get with grip. So if I do that for now, I guess I'll be all right.
Bro, that's going to be so huge on that.
Yeah, I know. Again, even if I go down to a 45 sidewall, it wouldn't be too bad. At least, but again, like I can't find any 200 treadwear in a 45. And then like 185, there's like nothing out there. Unless I go up to like a 60 sidewall, but I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
Then it looks like I put minivan wheels on my shit.
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, I feel like those wheels are like a good Miata spec.
Not really. Miatas run wider wheels.
Even then, yeah. I was going to say even then.
Yeah, I mean.
Like a bone stock motor Miata.
I try to look for some like used lips because I tried to look for some like used lips so I could like size it up.
Yeah.
Like go wider, but I can't find anything. And like, again, I could re-lip them to make them wider or resize them. But at the same time, it's like the money I'm going to spend to do that, I could buy Graham lights.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just throw these out and buy Graham lights than try to resize these and then still turn around later on and be like, my track setup's going to be Graham lights. Or, like, you know, like the wheel I truly want is a Graham Light wheel.
I like those Graham Lights.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's, at this point, it's a matching set. The cards still don't look like it's pieced together.
Yeah.
The
outside looks real rough, so at least it's not going to be like...
It's not going to look like a total hoopty with, like, mismatched wheels and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, plus, like, I got three like mesh style Rotas, two of like those spoked Rotas, and those two spoked Rotas are I think 6.5s, and then the mesh style Rotas I believe are 7s. So those are missized too as well.
Damn.
So it's like, at this point, it's...
Bro, I'll throw the 6.5s in the front, bro.
Yeah.
Get you that reverse offset.
Yeah. That drag boy look.
The drag boy look, man. I mean, people rock that on the track, too.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of guys with FB6s, they throw, like, 235 in the front, 225 in the rear, or 245 in the front, 255 in the front, 225 in the rear.
Yeah. But again, I mean, it's at this point right now, it's the only set of wheels I got that are full set. I mean, I'll use them for now. Eventually down the road, I'll change them out to something else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these wheels are still worth quite a bit, so I could always refurbish these a little bit, clean them up, sell them, or trade them up for something else.
Yeah, man. Like I said, those look pretty cool.
Yeah, at first they're really funky, but once you actually see them in person on the car, you kind of picture it. Yeah. Like, it's hard to see it in pictures. Like Jigs, he keeps saying it's like a hard pass. So, like, I get it, but I think he has to see it in person, and I think he'll actually kind of, like,
yeah,
picture it a little bit better.
But also, I think I need to see it in person with rubber on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Because as it sits, I think it doesn't look bad. In the pictures, I thought it was going to look bad. But then, yeah, like, it could be exactly like the, I think how the Lexus was with the Mustang wheels.
Yeah.
Like, I saw them off, and I was like, bro, no, that's going to look dumb. And I saw it, like, when with rubber on the ground. Bro, I was blown away. I was like, dude, that shit looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. But, yeah. So, I think once I get rubber on them, so... Excuse me. I'm hurting today. All right, man, don't judge.
It's all good.
But nah, so yeah, I'll probably be ordering some tires this week for it. I just don't know exactly what I want to get yet. You know, I mean, I know they're fancy looking wheels. They're definitely not like a track inspired wheel at all. Yeah. So, but I figured if I like throw some like super sticky tires at it, it kind of give it that look.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, fuck it.
The look that I see, like, as I see as it sits right now, it's like almost, this is going to sound like super weird, but almost like a Mad Max type of like funky, futuristic, but retro almost. Yeah. Like,
all that shit's like period correct. It's a B series in a CRX. Yeah. That's period correct, you know? Yeah. I mean, stripped out interior on that car is like a thing that everybody did, still does.
Yeah.
You know, those wheels are old ass wheels. They're not anything new. So in a way they are period correct as well. They're SSR Viennas, by the way. I know not everybody knows I got those.
SSR Vienna, bro.
Vienna snossages, bro. Drop that glizzy in my mouth for a minute.
Yeah, I like those wheels.
Yeah. So, let's see what I do.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to look sick.
Yeah. Again, ideally, if they were 7-inch wide or at least 7-inch wide or 8, that'd be perfect, but... I gotta work with what I got right now.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Did you ever have your team meeting?
No.
From last week? What? No. Gio, that was your goal.
Yeah.
How did you not accomplish your goal?
Well, my goal was also not to drink beer for a whole month, but I also fucked that one up, so I have a problem achieving goals.
Yeah, apparently, Gio. How are we gonna fix this, man? Do I need to tempt you with French fries?
No.
It's funny, man. I'm lecturing you, and I didn't even fries. Fucking do my goal either.
It's okay, though, man. Like, it's fine. It's fine.
Waffle fries,
by the way, too. Or sweet potato fries. That's my shit. So if anybody wants me to do anything strange, come through with sweet potato fries. I got you.
Oh, you're such a basic white girl, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Bruh.
You want a soy latte with your... sweet potato fries, Gio?
Actually, bruh.
You want a soybean latte?
No, dog. You gotta go to Starbucks, right? Get their iced chai tea. Tell them to add 4 shots in that motherfucker and put soy in it.
Soy milk?
Soy milk, yeah. Bruh, shit's fire.
Bro, I got bamboozled my whole life. I recently found out that edamame is fucking soybeans, man. I thought it was peas, man. I got bamboozled, bro.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that. I thought they were peas, too.
Yeah, they're like baby soybeans.
Oh, shit.
When they're still babies and green, I guess, or some shit. I don't know. But yeah, man, that's soybeans.
Oh, fuck.
We've been getting bamboozled, bro. Fucking sushi station. Anyways.
Damn.
Anyway. Bro, you know what I had the other day?
Honeysuckle nipples.
Almost. Close. Very close. So, you know how you got me that whiskey?
Yeah.
And I had a glass last night. And I was like, I sipped it and I was like, bro, I got like some organic honey from this dude at a table. That doesn't sound sketchy at all. This dude in a car wash parking lot set up a table to sell honey from his truck, and I bought some. And so I have it in my room for like my coffee. That's what I use it for. And I'm sipping this whiskey, and I'm like, bro, why doesn't anybody put like cream or sugar in their whiskey? And I was like, wait, let me try this with the honey. I haven't tried cream or sugar, although I am curious.
That's called an Irish coffee, my guy.
Oh, you're right. But without coffee, just cream or sugar. Anyways, I put honey.
That's called alcoholism, my guy.
Anyways, I put honey in the fucking whiskey.
That's called just like a Jack bit. Daniels honey.
Dude, it was fire.
Yeah, Jack Daniels honey is fire.
Right, but that's whiskey that's flavored like honey. Like, I'm talking like actually put physical honey into your regular whiskey.
Really? It's
really good. Really good.
Well, now I'm mad that you didn't bring me some.
I know. I actually meant to bring that whiskey and the honey today.
I'm upset
today,
now. I'm mad.
But I'll bring it next week. It's okay, Gio.
That's it. I'm going to shotgun another one of these.
I'm more sad now. This is because of you.
This is your fault. You're the reason why I drink. You know this?
I know. I know, Gio. But
I'm just kidding, bro.
You need to try it, man.
Wow. It's say really it back, motherfucker.
Wow, I love you too, Gio. All I love right, you too, Gio. You.
God, I was about it.
Help. Help.
It's about to shotgun another one.
No, but for real, though, you need to try it. It is so good.
Yeah, we'll try it.
It is so good. I was, like, blown away. I was like, bro, why don't people do this, like, all the time? Like, people just, like, struggle to drink whiskey sometimes. If you just add some honey in that bitch, shit's fire.
I feel like that would be fire, especially so that one, because that one was, like, spicy.
Yeah, it was so good.
But it's try fire, it. Though. But, yeah, with it. The honey.
It was almost like Aunt Jemima's mixed with, like, bee juice, you know what I'm saying? Well, which is honey, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Whoa, money making mish.
I already know what you're gonna ask. What am I proud of in the past week, Gio? No. We got to get through the questions. You know that, right? I'm not letting this shit go, Gio. We're going from now until infinity with these questions.
All right. What happened then? What are you proud of?
I got my first real estate deal.
Yay, boy!
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
It was super dope.
Yo.
The first of many. Yeah, it was super fucking sick, man.
So how was that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. I called you. You're the first person I called, by the way.
I know, dude. You should feel special. I was so excited. And then I'm like, wait, I gotta go. I got a customer here.
Dude, it was like almost like surreal. Like I almost didn't believe it. I was like, nah, dude, this dude's fucking with me. He's not being for real. He's being for real? He's not being. Because, like, so.
How was he on the phone? Was he just kind of like.
Very straightforward.
Really?
And I've learned from what I've learned in that week that I spent with Jacques, and like different like sales, like videos and stuff, and just experience in general, just being on the phone. You got to mirror how the people talk and how they, you got to mirror their energy.
I see.
Like if you're talking with like an old lady who's very slow and like very soft.
You can't come in all hyped up.
You need to be slow and soft, you know? But this dude, like, so I've had like 45-minute conversations on the phone. I've had 20-minute conversations, you know, that have all been good. And this dude was literally went from what? Like, that's how he answered was what? And I was like,
damn.
You know, and I, you know, introduced myself, blah, blah. Literally within 5 minutes, negotiated price, we agreed on a price, and I was like, all right, but give me 5 minutes. And got the paperwork done, and yeah, sent it over. Bro, it was like a 5-minute call. And it was like surreal because it was like.
It just went too good.
Yeah. I was like, dude, that's not like.
Yeah, usually when it goes too good, you're just like, something sus as fuck.
Bro, that's when I was like, bro, like, is this dude fucking with me? Or like, I don't know. But no, man, I think it's just when I really think what I'm doing is a numbers game.
And what you mean?
Meaning people, if somebody wants to sell their car, right, and they need to fucking sell it.
Oh, yeah, they'll take whatever.
You'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know within the first 5 minutes of talking to them. You'll know if they want to just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking for is people that just want to get rid of their shit. Not people that, I can hold on to it until I get a decent price. That's not what I want. I want people that just want to get rid of their shit. And you can know that within like 5 minutes.
True.
But sometimes you do kind of have to figure, sometimes people don't want to tell you that.
Yeah.
You gotta kind of like figure out. Yeah, exactly. The whole situation.
Peel them back like a
But then when you get like people that are just straightforward like that. And they'll tell you themselves, like,
yeah,
you know,
nah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was good. It was an awesome experience, but yeah, man, I'm gonna keep grinding and fucking, man, get a fuck ton more in.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, that's what's up.
Hell yeah, man, that's awesome.
So yeah, man, that's what I'm proud of.
I'm super happy for you, dude. That's a good accomplishment, man. That's something really good to be proud of.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, again, like. As big of a weirdo you are, and the fact that you were able to make a call and make it happen, like, dude, that's sick.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a bigger feat in itself. Like, it's bigger than just like, fuck yeah, I made it happen. It's like, you overcame your little, like,
you it was keep also saying like a you're, mental barrier.
Yeah, you keep saying you're an introvert. I don't know about all that, but but I also know you, so like,
yeah,
there's a difference. But like,
you know, I don't do shit on the weekend, Tommy. I'm locked in my room grinding on something.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's like it's a bigger feat in itself. So like mentally, yeah, like you said, mentally, it's a good like it shows you something that like you could achieve that, which is great, man. Like I hope you get like. Fucking 10 more within the next month, you know, dude. Like, yep. I really hope so, dude. That's great.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man.
So for people that like are curious on like the, not super specifics, but just a general idea of what I consider that to be a deal was if this guy were to basically, I called a guy and offered cash for his house and if he were to clean up his house, take nice pictures, and list it with a realtor, he could have probably gotten like $70,000 for that house.
Really?
And I got it under contract for $25,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and that's just because, again, the whole situation with that was he owned that one plus 5 other rental properties.
Oh.
And they were all with his ex-wife, and they just want to get rid of all of them.
Damn.
So if this one goes well, I'm going to try to get those other ones too.
Yeah.
But it's people in those situations where they're like, I don't give a fuck, and they don't need the money.
They don't need it.
It was just like something fun to do with their wife, and they were both like empire building with their wife, and they're like, they're both well off. They don't need it.
Yeah.
They just want to get what they can and dip out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm there to buy those houses.
Dude, that's sick. Did you get like a vibe off of him? Like when you saw his name, did you be like, were you like, this got good vibes? Or like, were you just kind of like walking into it, just like neutral about it?
Neutral, dude. I thought he was going to tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, because he said he answered the phone like, what?
He answered the phone like, what? And he's like, yeah, I've been getting called by people about this property.
Damn, bro. He could tell you were cute over the phone. That's why he ended up fucking giving you a deal.
Nah, he said something like nobody's ever serious about it. And I was just like, bro, I have cash. I can show you.
Yeah.
Like, I can send you a screenshot of this account. I have cash. And I'm dead serious. I'll send you the contract right now. And he's like, all right. And he's like, but I bet you can't give me what I want. And I'm like, so how much do you want? And he said 30. I was like, at 30, I knew it was a deal.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. I stopped for like 3 seconds. I was like, are you negotiable at all? I mean, how do you feel about 20? And he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. The least I'm going to go is 25. And that's you can talk to me for an hour. I'm going to be here at 25. I was like, all right, I don't know if I can do that, but let me call you back in 5 minutes. And I'll let you know. And we hung up, called him back in 5 minutes. Hey, you know, I was able to get this money cleared. We got it for 25 and we sent him the agreement.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
It was such a fucking adrenaline rush, but also like anxious.
Damn, bro.
Just like that entire night. Cause we sent him the contract to sign.
Yeah, it was like a couple hours.
Yeah.
You know? I get it. Like
oh.
Waiting.
I was like, oh dude, just fucking send it back already.
Damn, look at you, bro. The wolf of Adam Street, dog. Yeah, holy bro. Shit.
Nah, but yeah, man. First of fucking many, dude. And yeah, it's gonna be a lot more.
Damn.
A lot more where that came from.
I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah, man, me
That's
too.
Sick.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You better hurry up and keep selling more, man. I'm waiting to fucking case swap a fucking Porsche.
Yeah, I know. We're case swapping Porsches, bro. Trust me.
And the first one you bring in, I'll be like, all right, bro, I'm gonna just put it on the back burner. It's gonna sit in the corner of the shop forever. It's gonna be that one car that never fucking leaves because I don't want to do that. I'll case swap really everything nice else that you bring but that Porsche.
Oh, fuck. But really, though, man, a case swap Cayman would be pretty dope.
Stop being fucking gay, bro. God.
Why are you so mad at the case swap, Gio?
I'm not. Just not when you put her in a Porsche. You just can't,
That's
bro.
True. That, I mean, I won't lie. Can't. That's sacrilegious, dude. I love Porsches.
You just can't, man. Nothing sounds better there. You know what I mean?
I nerminurmin.
Okay. So, like,
and at this point of the episode, Mishka and Gio had a stroke.
Welcome back to Purchase Porsches podcast.
1 week later.
Yeah, nah, man, that's sick though. I'm excited for you. I hope I get many more calls from you going, I sold or I bought my 69th fucking crib, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I hope so, man. Like, that's exciting. It's exciting to see that from you, man. It's exciting to see that from you. Cause like, again, like you do so much, and every time, like, yo, when you got your first like non-friend sale,
yeah, that was crazy.
From your puro pinche profit stuff, like I was so excited for you, bro. I'm like, this is it. He's my homie's growing up, bro. Like he's going big. We're not going international yet. We just crossing borders to Wisconsin. But you know what? One state at a time. Let's get it. Like, I was so excited for you, man. But, like, the fact that you did this, like, this is real exciting. I don't know, man. I'm really happy for you. So congrats on that, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers.
And it's funny that you bring up that Puro Pinche thing, because that was very much a very similar, like, rush of adrenaline. Even though this is like a few grand, like that was like a $3 fucking profit. And I was like, oh my God. I like flip shits, dude.
Yeah, which is awesome, man. Like, anytime anybody that's like you're not familiar with, it's like here at the shop, whenever we get a new customer, and it's weird, man, because every time we get a new customer or a new client, it's like their car comes in at the worst time. Like, it needs a trans. Oh, well, it needs, like, you know, $1,000, $1,500 worth of work. Or, like, this shit just comes in shambles. It's like, ugh. You know, for us to fix all of this, you're looking at, like, $1,000, like, $1,500, $1,800. Normally, not a lot of people spend that amount of money.
They definitely don't want to.
Yeah, but, like, our new clients or new customers go, like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And it's, like, one of those, like, really awesome things where you're just like, fuck, like, this is great. Like, they're with it, you know. And we get the job done, they're happy, and they keep returning. So, that's like, awesome. It's one of those feelings, like, I get that feeling that you're saying, where, like, yeah, you made a sale, like, you completed it, it's in print, in writing, you know, like, it's signed off, we're good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the same feeling I get whenever we get a new customer in here, too, because it's just like, wow. Like, right now, we got that 240, you know. I did his headlight retrofit. Now, I'm figuring out why his car don't start. You know, which is, like, great. The fact that, like, he could have took it to any other shop.
Do you have, like, any idea why it won't start?
The wiring harness.
It's fucked?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I saw it when you were working on it, and it did look kind of...
It is the
most looked like somebody used, like, eight shit. Fucking rolls of electrical tape.
Yes, it is the most sketchiest shit, dude. I guarantee you he's not having good contact somewhere.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. And that's what it is. The person that put that harness together had him buy a wiring specialties harness. Mm-hmm. And then for some fucking reason decided to splice in the old OE, like, harness.
So he's got, like, two harnesses?
That. Yeah, he made two harnesses into one.
What?
And, like, a lot of those connections are really shitty, dude.
Damn, that sucks.
So he was cool enough to actually buy, like, a complete another wiring specialties harness.
Shit.
Dude, that's like a $900 harness, bro. Yeah.
But and I think when it comes to the harness, dude, that's worth it, man.
It is. It really is. Yeah. I found that out with CRX. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, but, like, you know, we got that new harness. And, like, compared to what's on the car now, it's like, wow, this is fantastic.
Damn.
You know, so I'm really excited to be able to put that together now. And I hope it starts. I hope as soon as I hook everything up, put power to it, it just cranks and goes, because that'd be great. Because he said if, depending on how big of a project this turns into, we might actually finish it for him.
Yeah.
So, like, that'd be sick, dude.
I want to hear some RB power come out of this shop, man.
Gee, boy.
That's so raw. That's so fucking raw, dude.
Yeah, I'm hoping too, man. It'd be sick. So, but yeah, like, again, he's technically a new customer to the shop. You know, I've talked to him because I did his headlight retrofit. He brought me his headlights. He's like, oh, I want projectors in here. All right, for sure. So, like, but again, he could have took it anywhere, but he decided to bring that here. Like, that's sick to me.
That is.
That's super exciting.
Dude, I think that's something that...
Same thing with the guy with that Cobra. We got that Cobra here.
Yeah. You know? Thing has been here for a minute.
Yeah, I'm still waiting the engine to show up for it. But, I mean, again, he could have took it to anywhere, but we got it.
Yeah.
Which is, like, awesome
to me. That is awesome. I think that's something that I kind of take for granted now, to be honest, knowing you and your shop. Because I remember before I used to bring my car to, like, you to work on, I never trusted a single fucking mechanic, dude. Like, every single one was like, dude, this dude's trying to fuck me somehow. I know he is.
Well, you're
trying
to fuck me.
Not physically, though. Like, he's trying to financially fuck me. And that's how I felt, even like even down to my dad. Like, I couldn't even get, you know, like I didn't even feel comfortable with my dad, because I saw my dad go like somewhere to take my car, and he'd get the invoice back, and then I'd look up the part, you know, like on NAPA. Bro, I told you about that one story, that place in Elgin, bro. Literally charged, it was like $300 for the part. It was like a $35 wheel bearing, dude.
Yeah.
For a Focus. I was like, wow, dude, like they really just charged my dad that much just for the part. That wasn't even with labor.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, man, before I used to bring my cars to you, it was like, dude, I just know if I'm going to take it to a mechanic, I'm going to get fucking wrecked financially. And like, ever since I started bringing my car to you, like I knew what I would pay for, you would do, but not only that, you would like go above and beyond. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get that with mechanics usually.
That's the touch,
topping
man.
Off the windshield wiper is like every mechanic does that.
But watch yourself, I'll top you off, bro.
But like, I've seen how you do like every single one of your brake drops, how you lube everything up and all, you know, you're real good with the lube, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
But like, you grease everything up and like, you actually, like, you take the time to take the fucking shit out and like grind down the
but that, whatever, that's how we work,
corrosion,
man.
Or whatever, and
that,
like,
that's just how we are, man. It's just, it doesn't matter how long it takes us to get the job done, as long as the job's done right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I do miss out on a lot. I should say the shop misses out on a lot of money because, yeah, maybe to install a fucking wideband gauge, I should probably be charging more because obviously I got to drill a hole into the exhaust if it doesn't have one, weld in a bung, run all the wire, and instead of just running the wire across the fucking, you know, engine bay, mm-hmm. and like, you know, having just shitty fucking, like, here's the power, here's the ground, just running straight to the battery, I tuck everything. If I can, I'll try to lume it so it looks like it's factory, and then like I run it the cleanest, most easiest way. But it's never the easiest way. It's always the most complicated way because it looks the cleanest.
Whatever looks the cleanest.
And then, like, everything gets, like, zip-tied nicely or, like, taped really nice. You know, I don't use the cheap, like, butt connectors, like the cheap plastic ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I heat shrink everything, you know, like, it takes more time. And, yeah, I should charge more for it. But at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like what I charge to do this is fair, and what you're getting out of me is more quality than just like someone to just slap the shit together and be like, all right, man, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, like if you have the money, I have the time.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I think something that like some people might hear that, and you know, like how you like tuck things that people will never see.
Yeah, and some people don't care.
So some people might not care, and some people might hear that and be like, "Wow, dude, this guy's an idiot. He's going the extra mile for things that the client might not even notice." But you know what? If that client is into their car, or if they have a friend that's into their car, and they see that, even if the client themselves doesn't realize how clean of a job you did, and their friend points it out, they're like, "Damn, dude, whoever wired that up for you did a good job."
Yeah,
they're gonna remember that. They're gonna be like, "Holy shit!" Like, I didn't realize it was a good job, but my friend who is into cars and like knows about this shit said that he did a really good job. That's a really good job. Like, I'm gonna go back to that dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like the one thing we do this too here at the shop, where if someone's been taking their car to some other shop or someone, you know, like, you know, again, I always make the fucking joke. Everyone has that one Puerto Rican cousin that could do everything for $50.
Yeah.
You know, brakes, $50. A clutch, $50.
Motor swap, $50.
You know, motor swap, $70. It's a big job.
Yeah,
you
know, it's a big
job. But like, I always make that joke. But like, we get cars here that come from other shops, and like, you know, we see some of the work that these other shops are doing, and it's just like, I never want any of our work to be like that, where it comes in and be like, who the fuck wired this up? Or like, why would they run this way? It's so much more like complicated. Like now I got a yellow, blue, and fucking black wire running over the engine cover for that? Like when they could have just done this. You know, like that I'd never want like anybody to say something like that about our job.
Yeah.
That's why to me it's like, no, like we're never gonna give anyone the chance to say that, like, oh, who wired this up or who ran this? It's like, oh, Action Auto Works did. I don't want them to be like, wow, what fucking idiots, they could have gone here. I want them to be like, oh, that's actually pretty nice. You know, so that's how we work, you know, like we just look at it as we work on it like if it was our own personal car. It's just pretty much how we do it. Again, we miss out. Yeah, I could charge you an extra hour for the extra hour I fucking worked into it. But at the end of the day, it's worth more the fact that it's quality set up, not, you know, just hurry up, get you out the door and go.
I agree.
So.
Because that's the shit that's going to be long term, man. You don't want that short term money.
Yeah.
You want that long term money.
I want long term money, man.
Yeah.
I want to.
What are you proud of in the past week?
What am I proud of in the past week? Oh, I can tell you right now, I'm super proud that I didn't lose this fucking blank check that I thought I lost.
Damn. You just rolling around with a blank check or what?
I had two, man. I had to go pay the machine shop for something that they did for us. And that day, I got two blank checks, because that's when we were supposed to buy our... big ass hot like parts washer.
Yeah.
That thing I just showed you that we just got.
Yeah.
I was supposed to pay him that day for that because he's also partners with the guy with the machine shop. So I thought he was going to be there. So I was going to pay him for that, pay the machine shop for his services. But he wasn't there. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to leave this check laying around for him. So I paid the machine shop. I took the blank check with me, the other one. And, like, for some reason, once I got to the shop, I had no fucking idea where I put it. And for the whole week, I shit you not, I tore apart the BMW. Dude. I tore apart the Lexus. I tore apart my room.
Oh, my God.
I tore apart my workspace trying to look for this fucking check. And I was just spazzing out because I couldn't find it.
Yon Tower.
Where was it? Apparently, I gave it to my dad that day I came back from the machine shop.
Wow.
Because I went up to my dad and I go, hey, for any reason, did I give you that check? And he goes, yeah, I got it. Oh, okay, cool.
See why you got to ask questions, Gio? Don't make assumptions. Don't assume that you fucked up already, man.
I know, but like that was just me just like, ah. So I'm happy I didn't lose a blank check. But yeah, I mean that, and again, man, I'm also proud of that, like the CRX, all the suspension's done.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what I was gonna say.
You know, all that's done. So
yeah.
Yeah. What about I mean, I know you made your sale.
Yeah. So where'd you fuck up in the past week? As you take a long, hard sip of that Natterday.
That point right there. Where did I fuck up this week?
I'll tell you where I fucked up.
Go ahead. Well, I think
I didn't write something down every day, man. I should have. I only did it one day. Like a fucking dumbass, damn it. But I will do it tomorrow.
What the wise words of every fucking dumbass that doesn't do it tomorrow?
Yeah, for real.
I'll just go to the gym tomorrow.
Yes. That's the most popular day to start a diet. Yeah, that's where I fucked up.
Yeah, I'd say I fucked up for misplacing a blank check.
Okay, that's fair. That's a pretty good fuck up.
That's a huge fuck up if I really did misplace a fucking blank check.
What have you learned in the past week?
Do not misplace a blank check.
That's also valid. That's also valid.
What did I learn this past week? I did learn something cool, but I totally fucking forgot it.
I learned to slow down when I'm doing face pulls at the gym, or else you pull your fucking neck muscle for the third time in like 3 months. Yeah, so that's what I learned. It just sucks.
I just remembered what it was. A rhyme and a rip and a rhyme. This is the way the nylon spit.
Hey. And that's how we gonna end it out. We appreciate y'all listening. We appreciate y'all listening to us mumbling, rapping, mumble rapping, doing absolutely nothing on the microphone for about an hour.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a little sauced up off these natter days.
Hey, man, it's just a beautiful Monday for Gio.
It's a gorgeous Monday.
But we're going to keep on moving.
Yeah, next week's going to be a lot better.
It is.
Promised.
Absolutely.
Mishka, you going to try to get another sale?
Yes, and I'm also going to be a lot more rested up because we're going to have a decently long weekend. You working on Friday?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
You're not going to work on Friday. You lazy.
We going to be closed on Friday, but we going to be here on Friday.
Hey, gang, gang.
Just to catch up on some shit.
Oh, so, nice. Fuck yeah.
So, so technically we going to be closed, but at the same time we're going to be here. So, like, if you listen to this podcast, you need some shit done on Friday, let me know because we'll be here.
But to the public, they're closed.
Yeah, but we closed to everybody else.
Yeah, but
perks of being listeners to the podcast.
Yeah, true. Hit up Action Auto.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all listening once again to our ridiculous voices.
Yes.
The dumb shit that we got to say.
For real, the real dumb shit.
Have a good day. Good night.
Good afternoon. Good breakfast. Good lunch. Good dinner. Good brunch.
Say what up to your sister for me.
Tell your mom to say what's up.
Peace.
Later.